Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lights Out. I'm your hostess with the mostest ghosties, Sylvia Schultz. I recently made the trip back to my alma mater, Monmouth College, for a classics convention. While I was in town, I planned a side trip. It wasn't until long after I left college that I got started in paranormal investigation. So, on a blustery Saturday in April, I decided to make up for lost time. It's a bright sunny day, but we're still gonna go Lights Out. This episode of Lights Out is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible, stories that surround you. I'd heard of haunted Sugar Tree Grove Cemetery outside of Monmouth. Barb Heiser wrote about it in her book Small Town Ghosts. According to the chapter The Haunted Tree, the Sauk tribe lived quite happily in the area of Illinois that is now Warren and Henderson counties. That all changed with the arrival of white settlers. The uneasiness between the Sauk tribe and the white pioneers came to a head in 1832 when an Indian scalped a settler named David Martin. Martin may have been drunk and may have provoked the incident. The whites retaliated by killing the Indian, or an Indian. Oddly enough, they then buried the Indian in the cemetery that had begun to grow up around Sugar Tree Grove Church. I visited the cemetery at the beginning of April. The sun was shining, but the weather was still quite cold. Join me for a stroll around this beautiful graveyard. For you, yes you, the listeners of the Lights Out podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Free audiobooks include such titles as The Top 10 Things Dead People Want to Tell You by Mike Dooley, Death by Black Hole and Other Cosmic Quandaries by Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Spook, Science Tackles the Afterlife by Mary Roach. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/DZPN. Again, that's audibletrial.com/DZPN for your free audiobook. I am here at Sugar Tree Grove Cemetery right outside of Monmouth, Illinois. And the reason I'm taping here in the car is because it is ridiculously windy outside. And I'm sure if I go outside, the sound is going to be absolute crap. But I may try it as soon as my fingers warm up. It's April 2nd, so with the wind, it's still pretty dang cold out. And I've just taken a walk around the cemetery and taken a lot of pictures so that you guys can see, kind of take a virtual tour of the cemetery, so I may walk around just real quickly and try to give you an audio tour as well to go along with the pictures. It's nice and warm in the car. I really don't want to leave because it's also not windy in the car, but I am going to brave the wind for you guys and go back outside into the breeze where my fingers are cold and take another walk around the cemetery and give you a little tour. Okay. I forgot to say also it's super, super bright out here, so it's really hard to see this screen. So I'm hoping my photographs came out okay, and I'm hoping my recording is coming out okay. In the country, but small in general. So on the inside of this curve, side of this curve, there is kind of a new part of the cemetery. It's really pretty here. I wish it wasn't so dang windy so that I could enjoy the walk more. It's beautiful sunny. There are very few clouds in the sky. But it's super, super nice except for this wind. So on the outside of the curve is the older part of the cemetery. I'm seeing dates here, died 1849. A lot of the stones aren't even legible. You'd have to take rubbings of them because the stones on the outside of this curve are super old and super covered with lichen and mud like that. Died 1838. I mean, geez. See a couple of photographs here. Yeah, this is a death date of 1812, and she was age 60 years, 2 months and 1 day, but you know, who's counting? These stones on the outside of the curve really go back a long way. And right now, oh, here's another, Illinois Militia, War of 1812, born July 31st, 1774, died June 24th, 1860. So, yeah, he survived the war and went on to have a long, happy life. That's wonderful. Looks like an actual military tombstone, too. Might have taken a picture of that. Okay, now I am headed to the very back corner of the cemetery, and this is why we have chosen to visit this particular cemetery today, while we are in the Monmouth area. This is the tombstone of an Illinois Militia. And the stone is, now I did take a picture of this, I remember that. I took a picture of the stone, and I turned around to take a picture of everything else so you can see how far away it is from everything. There are, oh, I'm not good at directions, but there's at least 30 yards square between this stone, which is in the corner, and the other stones. I mean, it's just in this little 30-yard square, just all on his own, and it's kind of sad, but I don't know, maybe he wants it that way. Maybe he's happy off by being by himself. Anyway, so this stone says, Illinois Indian, he too is a son of Abraham. And that's a quote from Luke chapter 9, verse 19. The story behind this is that there, when the white settlers first came to this area, there was a fracas between a farmer and an Indian, and the farmer was killed. And then the whites went out and killed basically the first Indian they saw. They weren't sure if he was the one who killed the farmer in the first place or just an innocent bystander, but they killed him anyway because he didn't have white skin. And then they buried him here with a nice headstone, which is kind of weird, but you know, sometimes, and we really can't understand what was going through their heads at that point in time. Maybe somebody talked some sense into them after they did the deed. This stone is very plain, as you'll see in the photographs, but people have been putting little coins there, a lot of silver, and I wish I had thought to bring some tobacco or some cornmeal or something to make an offering. It completely slipped my mind. I apologize. And, some people have been leaving offerings of coins, dimes, quarters, a penny. So I dug in my pocket. pocket and I pulled out a nickel. And on the back of the nickel, it had a reference to Lewis and Clark. It's the nickel that has on the back, oh, the ocean. What joy. What does it say? What does it say here? Excuse me, I'm going to take this out. I'm going to put it right back. Okay, it says, ocean in view, oh, the joy. And it has a nice scene of a Pleasant Valley on it and pine trees and whatnot. So I'm hoping that this Indian accepts the fact that I've put a nickel on his grave, along with everybody else in the world. And it has something to do with people who are friendly to Indians. I hope that counts for something. All right. I'm going to walk back to the car. I'm going to pause it in a minute here, but I have got to show you guys something that is so cool. This is something I have never seen in a cemetery before. But holy cats, is it neat. I took a picture of it, so it'll be coming up here probably pretty soon. But there's a gravestone here in the new part. The dates are, I think he died in 2011 or something. Yeah, 1937 to 2011. So there's a nice regular headstone here, kind of plain, but nice. But next to it is this massive chunk of rose quartz. I'm pretty sure it's rose quartz. If it is rose quartz, that means, you know, love and peace and wonderful things in the language of stones. And it says, in loving memory of Paul and love you, Dad. Sam, and it's just this utterly gorgeous rock that's set up right next to this grave. So I hope you guys enjoy seeing the picture of it. I finally managed to hold the phone in my hand and hold my hand next to the rock at the same time so you can get some sort of an idea of how huge this chunk of stone is. It's absolutely amazing. So I hope you guys enjoyed this walk through Sugar Tree Grove Cemetery. I apologize for the crud sound quality that I'm sure this is going to have. But as I said, it's ridiculously windy. The radio was saying we're going to get gusts up to 47 miles an hour. And who knows how much this sustained wind is. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, I'm signing off. I'm walking through the cemetery on this little path here, the curved road. And thank you all for letting me visit. This is really, really pleasant. And perhaps I will come this way again. Part of the ghost lore of Sugar Tree Grove Cemetery is that while you're walking around, a cold breeze will follow you. Well, I can either debunk that, or I can tell you that it's 100% true. Because on the day I went, the entire cemetery was one great big cold breeze. Barb writes about the cemetery being quite hard to find. However, I actually found an extremely detailed set of directions on Ancestry.com. There's a thread on that site titled, Where is Sugar Tree Grove Cemetery, Monmouth, Illinois? So to whomever posted those directions, thanks bunches, and it is much appreciated. I encourage you to get your hands on a copy of Small Town Ghosts by Barb Heiser. It's a great mix of stories and discussions on ghost hunting technique. Well worth the read. We've got loads of great stuff coming up in the next weeks and months, including more Monmouth hauntings. So stay tuned and come with us as we go Lights Out.